self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything because she had easy access to a gun. I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Sterling, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now's the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
About those gold earrings.
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
do it.
Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game two of a six-game set between stadium rivals, the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everyone. Brian Loftus with you, getting set for Thirsty Thursday and golf night here at the Dean as we're getting set to kick off what is expected to be a beautiful Thursday night here at the Dean. Carr has won this series opener by a score of 5-3. Earlier this afternoon, a game that was resumed after a rainout last night. Game was suspended after four innings of play. Cardinals won by a score of 5-3. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Three runs, six hits, and three errors for the opposing Jupiter Hammerheads. Hammerheads are the road team in this series as Tanner Jacobson picked up the victory in that one. He improves to 2-0 on the season. Juan De La Cruz took the loss. He falls to 0-1. Henry Gomez picked up his first save on the season. Pair of multi-hit games for the sluggers in the Redbirds lineup. Michael Cariali, the UCLA product, going 3-for-4 with a run scored. Josh Baez also going 3-for-4 with an RBI and a pair of runs scored. They drew six walks. They had nine strikeouts. As we're getting set for 6:30 baseball here, we're going to get you set with our starting pitchers here tonight, presented by John C. Cassidy Cool Zone. For all your air conditioning needs, give John C. Cassidy Cool Zone a call. We certainly need that down here in South Florida in the next few months. Hammerheads throwing the right-handed pitcher Ike Buxton out on the mound. Ike, 6'3", 208 pounds, is the 22-year-old out of Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, a 15th-round pick by the Miami Marlins back in the 2022 draft. Buxton making his third start on the season, appearing in his 10th game. So far, so good. A 2-0 record, a 1.17 ERA. He's only given up six hits in his 23 innings pitched, averaging more than a strikeout per inning, 27 strikeouts in those 23 innings of work. However, 17 walks, as he's going to have to limit that in tonight's ballgame. Opponents hitting a feeble 0-82 against the right-hander Ike Buxton, arguably his best start in his last appearance. Five shutout innings versus the St. Lucie Mets last Thursday. He picked up the no decision. Five no-hit innings, four strikeouts, just one walk. As we're going to send you down to field level for first pitch and national anthem, as the Palm Beach Cardinals rocking their golf uniform attires here on Golf Night here at the Dean.
In honoring America, our national anthem this evening is being performed by Michaela O'Brien.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
job by Michaela O'Brien pumping out our national anthem, getting ready for 4th of July weekend. But before that, we got golf night here at the Dean on a Thirsty Thursday, $1, $2, $3 drink specials here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. If you're in the area, come on out.
get some suds in you. That's what get you set for our starting lineups in this evening's ballgame as the left-hander Pete Hansen begins his warm-up tosses out of the mound for the opposing Jupiter Hammerheads. They are the away team in this one. Leading things off will be Brett Roberts once again. He's out in right field. Jordan McCants is over at third base and batting second, batting third. Will be Javier Sanoa. He's out in center field. In the cleanup spot will be Chase Latrell. Latrell in the cleanup spot batting fourth. Switch hitting second baseman Ian Lewis is over at second base and batting fifth. Torin Montgomery is in the sixth spot. He will be over at first base batting sixth. Harrison Spahn is the shortstop and hitting seventh. Christian Rodriguez has the designated hitting duties this evening. Rodriguez batting in the eighth spot and rounding out the lineup. For Nelson Prado's Jupiter Hammerheads will be Sam Prater. Prater has the catching duties tonight, batting ninth for the right-handed pitcher Mike Buxton. Meanwhile, they will be facing the left-handed pitcher Pete Hansen out of the mound, the southpaw out of Dallas, Texas. Tall glass of water, 6'2", 205 pounds is the 22-year-old. Horns up, horns down. University of Texas product, third-round pick by the St. Louis Cardinals back in 2022. Hansen making his 14th start of the season. So far, so good on the season. 6-1 record, a 3.58 ERA. Just 54 hits allowed in 60 and a third innings of work. Averaging more than a strikeout per inning, 71 strikeouts in those 60-plus innings of work. Only walking 22. Opponents hitting 235 off the left-hander, Pete Hansen. As we get set for baseball, Hansen has not recorded a loss dating all the way back to May the 4th be with you against the Daytona Tortugas. His last start, ironically, against the Daytona Tortugas on June 21st wasn't pretty, but he kept his team in the game going six innings, allowing four earned runs while striking out seven and walking two. Should be a good night of baseball. Mother Nature is holding off for us so far down here in South Florida as the shadows creep in along the third base side. Field soaked in sunshine. As stepping to the plate is Brett Roberts. He bats from the right-hand side against the lefty, Pete Hansen. Cardinals coming in wearing their golf night uniforms as the first pitch right down Main Street for a ball. Not sure where that one missed. Chad Lagana is calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Shea Graham is along the base paths. Roberts hitting 282 so far here in 2023. The 1-0 bounces in the dirt. Roberts 2-for-4 in the series opener that concluded earlier this afternoon. A pair of singles to go along with the sac fly RBI, the 2-0. Grounded sharply foul down the third baseline. Left to right in the infield, Michael Curiale is over at third. Lisandro Espinoza over at short. Brandon Hernandez at second. Javier Bolivar over at first. Left to right in the outfield, Chris Rotondo, the Villanova product. Out in left field, Adonson Cruz in center. Juan Bencho out in right, the 2-1. Grounded sharply, two ops, backhanded stab by Curiale. He's up with it, and it's ruled foul by home plate umpire Chad Lagana. Heck of a play by Curiale over there at the hot corner position. Yeah, I wonder where the pitch clock is on Brett Roberts as he's taking his time getting back into the dugout. Yeah, Cardinals wearing their green uniform tops, white sleeves as it's golf night here. It's almost reminiscent of the Masters colors here as we're promoting golf night. The 2-2 comes in. Fastball bounces in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher, Jose Zapata. Giving away free golf rounds tonight. We're also giving out $1, $2, $3 drink specials here at the Dean every Thirsty Thursday evening. The payoff pitch delivered. Grounded sharply foul. So far, so good on the season by Hansen. He's posting a 6-1 record by far. One of the best out of the rotation for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He works from the third base side of the rubber, does the lefty, the 3-2. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled back to the screen. Crowd still filing in here on what is a much more beautiful evening than last night, to say the least. The payoff pitch one more time. Backdoor breaking ball. He does not get the call. Leadoff base runner is aboard for the Hammerheads to kick things off here in the top half of the first. That'll bring up Jordan McCants to the plate.
How about your third baseman? Number four from Pensacola, Florida. Jordan
Pensacola, Florida native Jordan McCants strides to the plate. Lefty on lefty matchup. McCants batting just 185 here in the month of June, coming into this evening's ballgame. First pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss. McCants appeared in last night's ballgame before it was suspended. He went 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, then was replaced earlier this afternoon to finish the ballgame by Noah Williamson. 0-1, pickoff throw to first, back standing is Brett Roberts. Roberts over at first base, 8-for-9 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Hansen peers in. Gets the one he wants from Zapata. Set at the belt. The 0-1. Paints the fastball right down the middle for a ball. Not sure where that one missed. Counts even at 1-1. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. Outfield playing straight away. We're playing seven innings here in game two of the six-game series. The 1-1 runner Deeks does Roberts. It's ruled a strike on the breaking ball. Count is 1-2. As Roberts over at first tried to get in the head of Hansen. Getting some waves down there from the crowd filing in. I never met them. They never met me, but it's always a good time for a wave. The 1-2 misses inside. Count runs even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinals won the opener earlier this afternoon by a score of 5-3. They've won 10 out of the 16 matchups so far between their stadium rivals, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Pickoff throw to first, back safely, head first is Brett Roberts. Might even have a chance to get Andrew Seymour, the general manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals, up here in the booth. Runner goes from first. This one's grounded to second. Up with it is Hernandez, the second baseman. His only play is to first. It's a 4-3 putout. And the first out here in the top half of the first. That'll bring up Javier Sanoa to the plate.
How about the center fielder number 6 from Maracay, Venezuela, Javier Sanoa.
Sanoa 0-for-3 in game one of the series. For 3 with a walk. He's bats from the right-hand side. He's going to sky the first pitch out of play. Bunch of youngsters chase after that ball down there on the lower concourse. I see a good jersey down there by Hammy the Hammerhead. It's a number 3 Bryce Harper jersey. As that kid picks up the souvenir, naturally. The 0-1, grounded up the middle. It's a slow chopper for the second baseman, Hernandez. He charges in. The throw down to first is in time. Moving down to third on the play is Roberts. 2 outs in the inning. As a nice job by Hansen, inducing a ground ball right there.
The left fielder number 10 from Bakersfield, California, Chase Luttrell.
We'll bring up Chase Luttrell to the plate, the cleanup hitter. Luttrell hitting .268 on the season, 4 homers to go along with 25 RBIs. Much like Sanoa, previous batter, 0-for-3 with a walk in game one earlier this afternoon. The first pitch misses upstairs for ball one. Hansen deals from the belt, the 0-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Roberts over at third, standing in the shadows. Everybody else in sunlight out on the field. The 1-1, fouled right off the catcher's mask. One ball, two strikes, two outs, no score. We're in the top half of the first. Hammerhead's threatening. They have a runner over at third. Hanson peers in, gets the one he wants from Zapata. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Nice sliding block by Jose behind the dish. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch clock down to 7, now to 6-5. Hanson finally delivers. Here comes breaking ball. Called third strike. Chad Lagana rings up Chase Luttrell for the final out to retire the side. And the Hammerheads turned away in their top half of first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left stranded. We're going to the home half. Cardinals come to the plate here in the bottom half of the first. You're listening to Brian Loftus on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Home half of the first here at the Dean. Scoreless through the first half of the inning as the Hammerheads were turned away. Juan Bencho, Chris Rotondo, and Michael Curiale do up this half inning. Getting set to face Ike Buxton, the right-hander. 6'3", 208-pounder is the 22-year-old. Making his third start here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. So far, so good on the season, like we mentioned during the pregame. 2-0 record, a 1.17 ERA. Getting set to face Cho, who steps into the box, batting from the left-hand side. Cho standing in the shadows, Buxton standing in the sunlight. And the first pitch is in, misses wide for ball one. Cho batting 278 on the season, three homers to go along with 28 RBIs. The 1-0 comes in, catches the outside corner for a called strike one, looking. The 1-1. Grounded sharply up the middle. Up with it is Harrison Spahn, the shortstop, ranging over the second base bag. He'll throw down to Montgomery over at first. 6-3, put out one up, one down to kick things off here in the bottom half of the first. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo to the plate. So I'm wearing my Villanova hat right now. Rotondo, a Villanova product. I don't know if I mentioned that before. He bats from the right-hand side. Heading 234 in the season, the first pitch. Lays off the breaking ball. It catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Looking. The 0-1 bounces in the dirt. Well, certainly a mainline native is Chris Rotondo. He was hit by a pitch twice back in game one. Once last night and once earlier this afternoon. We'll see if he gets another piece of action. The 1-1 fouled back to the netting. 94 on the gun by Ike Buxton. Waiting for the Dwight D. Eisenhower references. This one's grounded left side, ranging to his left. It's third baseman McCants. He'll field it in front of the shortstop Spahn. McCants throws down to Montgomery over at first for the 5-3 putout. Two up, two down for Ike Buxton, tonight's starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads. That'll bring up the Freehold, New Jersey native Michael Curiale to the plate, UCLA product, 12th round pick by the Cards in last year's 2022 draft. First pitch, and that's going to get him, and he is hurt right now. because it caught him right on the elbow, and he does not have a guard. He is holding his elbow, jogging around a little bit down the third baseline. He's slowly walking towards first base because you know he wants to stay in this game, but that caught him in a bad spot right there, right on the elbow. Curry Alley walking down to first base along with head athletic trainer for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jeff Case. Curry Alley standing on first base, and so is Jeff Case, head athletic trainer. I don't know if both of them are allowed to run. Curry Alley tells him to beat it. Jeff Case jogs back to the dugout, and stepping into the box is Josh Baez, the cleanup hitter. Baez batting 227 on the season. He'll take the first pitch right at the letters right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Baez had himself quite the game back in game one, the series opener. Had a home run earlier this afternoon. He'll take the 0-1 down in the zone. Counts even at a ball and a strike. No score. We're in the bottom half of the first. 1-1 count, two outs. Curry Alley leads away from first. He's out to a big lead. The pitch jammed, fouled, straight back to the netting. Curry Alley over at first. He is a threat to run. Hasn't been very successful so far this season. Just 4-for-10 in stolen base attempts this season. He is out to a substantial lead over at first. The next pitch, breaking ball, bounces in the dirt, drop third strike. Up with it. And they're going to throw it around the diamond, even though there's two outs. The throw goes to the outfield, and nobody realizes it, but it's the final out of the inning for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cardinals turned away here in the bottom half of the first. We're going to the second here at the Dean. Still no score. You're listening to Brian Loftus here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, everything's par for the course so far here on golf night as we get set for the second inning. 5, 6, and 7 do up for the Jupiter Hammerheads here. Ian Lewis will lead things off, followed by Torin Montgomery and Harrison Spahn do up. Lewis 1-for-4 in the opener. Ended his 0-for-14 drought at the plate, did the switch hitting second baseman. He bats from the right-hand side against the lefty Pete Hansen. And it looks like pitch clock violation already on Pete Hansen. Count will be 1-ball and no strikes. Hansen doesn't understand. He doesn't flinch. He's staring down home plate umpire Chad Lagana as he gets ready for the 1-0 now. Swing and a miss. Pulls the string on the changeup to Ian Lewis. Hansen standing in sunlight. Lewis standing in shadows as the pillars are reflecting the setting sun along the third base side of the stadium as the 1-1 is fouled at the plate. And I think home plate umpire Chad Lagana needs to hold his fingers up to let the scoreboard operator know what the count is, because it should be 1-2 strikes. The next pitch, swing and a miss. Regardless, Lewis goes down on strikes for the first out to kick things off here in the top half of the second. That'll bring up Torin Montgomery to the plate. Montgomery finds a way to get on base. Came into this afternoon's ball game with a .457 on base percentage in the month of June. Another lefty on righty matchup. The first pitch bounces in the dirt. It'll go all the way to the backstop. Montgomery was aboard twice back in the opener, one of many players hit by a pitch so far in this series. The 1-0 misses upstairs. Two balls, no strikes, one out, no score here in the top half of the second, playing seven here in game two of this six-game series. This one's drilled out to center field. Adonsen Cruz has this one sized up. He has his glasses on, but he has his glasses on his hat. Not sure what good that does, but he makes the catch nonetheless. Second out here in the top half of the second. It is stylish, I will say that. I've back in my high school playing days, I wore eye black. Did I need it? No. It looked cool. Harrison Spahn comes to the plate the first pitch. Misses off the plate. Spahn 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored in the series opener earlier this afternoon. The 1-0. Paints the fastball 90 on the outside corner. In for a called strike one. Ball and a strike, two outs. The 1-1. Grounded sharply third base. Curry Alley up with it. Stays down. The throw across the diamond. Hot corner to hot corner. Curry Alley to Bolivar. In time for the final out to retire the side. And the Hammerheads turned away here in their top half of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're going to the home half of the second. Cardinals come to the plate. You're listening to Brian Loftus from the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second here at the Dean, scoreless through the first inning and a half. 5, 6, and 7. Do up for the Redbirds. Cruz, Espinosa, and Zapata do up this half inning. Mike Buxton back out for his second inning of work.
The Palm Beach Cardinals in the bottom of the second inning.
Shadows starting to creep out towards the pitcher's mound. Buxton remains in the sunlight. Leadoff hitter Adonsen Cruz stands in the shadows. The first pitch right down Main Street at 93 for a called strike one. Cruz 1-for-4 in the series opener with a double and a run scored. The 0-1 jammed him at the plate. A swinging bunt, going to be a tough play for Buxton. He fields at third baseline. The throw to first, not in time. Tough play for Buxton, literally fielding it 30 feet down the third baseline, right on top of the line. The right-handed pitcher made a strong throw to first, but the speed of Cruz thwarted that effort. Leadoff base runner is aboard to start things out here in the bottom half of the second. That'll bring out Lisandro Espinosa to the plate. And we got a pitch clock violation. going to be on Espinosa, the batter. Counts no balls and a strike already without a pitch being thrown. The 0-1 breaking ball. It's in for a called strike two. Espinosa quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes after only seeing one pitch. Cruz leads away from first. No score here in the bottom half of the second. The 0-2 runner goes. Fastball misses upstairs. The throw down to second is in time. Prater down to Lewis, caught stealing, 2-4 on the play. First time Cruz has been retired on a stolen base attempt so far this season. He's now 4-for-5 as he trots back down to the dugout. One out. 1-2 count in the pitch. Breaking ball. Espinosa lays off. Beautiful, thirsty Thursday evening here and golf night. The 2-2 swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Sam Prater, held onto as he whips it around the diamond. Two up, two down here in the bottom half of the second. That'll bring up Jose Zapata to the plate. Two strikeouts on the early evening for starting pitcher Ike Buxton. Zapata, much like Espinosa, had last night off and had the early afternoon off. He'll take the first pitch right down the middle for a called strike one, looking. The 0-1. Same pitch right down Main Street. It looked like home plate umpire Chad Lagana flinched a little bit. Does not get the call. 1-1 working quickly as Buxton, he's set, he delivers. Man. If I'm Ike Buxton, there's some profanity coming out of my mouth. Counts two balls and a strike. The pitch. This one misses wide. That one definitely missed wide. I'm not sure where the last two missed. Nonetheless, three balls and a strike. Two outs, no score. The pitch. Fouled back. Zapata, the 22-year-old out of Venezuela, hitting 184 so far in the season, just batting 083 here in the month of June. As the count runs full here with two outs, Buxton working from the first base side of the rubber, winds from the stretch and delivers. This ball's lined right back up the middle into center field. Obviously, Zapata heard me talking about his stats here in the month of June. He's a two-out base runner with the single. And that'll bring up the eight-hitter Brandon Hernandez to the plate. Love to see that from Jose Zapata. That'll bring up Brandon Hernandez to the plate. Hernandez was aboard twice in the series opener. Reached on an error and walked. First pitch misses well wide, and Jose Zapata will advance down to second. Very fortuitous right there. Zapata, not one to usually swipe a bag. That's obviously going to be ruled a pass ball on the play. Runner in scoring position here with two outs. Buxton peers in, gets the one he wants from Prater, tracks the runner at second, the next pitch. Fastball outside corner, in for a called strike one, looking. One-on-one count, two outs. No score here in the bottom half of the second. Buxton delivers the pitch. Fouled back into our left. I say Alec, there's somebody else in the booth with me. It's just me, riding solo tonight, here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network. Right on cue, I get away from Hammy the Hammer. I wonder if he's listening. The 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball, skied, third base side. This will reach the stands and out of play. Beautiful Thursday evening here in Jupiter, Florida, much the opposite from last night. That's for sure. The 1-2 grounded sharply. Two hopper to second base. Backing up is Lewis, the second baseman. He fields it right at the hip, throws it down to first for the final out to retire the side here. And the the bottom half of the second. Cardinals turned away. We're scoreless through two. Go to the third here at the Dean between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster.
And we're back here in the top half of the third at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Scoreless through the first two frames. 8-9-1 do it for the Hammerheads. Leading things off will be Christian Rodriguez, Sam Prater, and then back to the top of the order, Brett Roberts. Do up this half inning. Shadows have almost reached the pitcher's mound. Lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch nearly clips Christian Rodriguez on the shoulder. It's ball one. Hansen standing in the sun. Rodriguez standing in the shadows. The 1-0 breaking ball misses down in the zone. Counts two balls and no strike. Hitters count. Rodriguez was aboard three times in the series opener as he lays off the 2-0 right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Christian hitting .235 on the season. A homer to go along with 18 RBIs. The 2-1. This one's driven out to center field. Playable for Cruz. The center fielder comes in, waves everybody off, and he will make the catch in shallow center field. One up, one down to kick things off here in the third. We'll bring up Sam Prater to the plate. Prater had the night off last night. He also had the afternoon off to the University of Alabama product. He stands in batting from the right-hand side. He'll take the first pitch, backdoor breaking ball from Hansen. It catches the heart of the plate for a called strike one looking. Prater just 1-for-8 in the series last week versus the St. Lucie Mets. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Pulls the string on a changeup. Quickly 0-2, the wind in the pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled back. Beautiful evening down here in Jupiter, Florida. Mother Nature can beat it. Zeros on the scoreboard for the Hammerheads, Cardinals, and Mother Nature. The next pitch, the 0-2. Fouled at the plate yet again. Prater fighting to stay alive. Sam just hitting .148 so far in the season. Three homers to go along with seven RBIs. The 0-2 misses upstairs. Fastball at 92 by Pete Hansen. The 1-2. Backdoor breaking balls. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Prater retired on strikes. Two up, two down to start things out here in the top half of the third. We're going back to the top of the order. And Brett Roberts back to the plate.
Back to the top of the order, the right fielder. Number one, Brett Roberts.
Yes. Roberts was aboard back in the first by way of a walk. He'll lay off the first pitch down in the zone. Counts a ball and no strikes. Good sized crowd here for golf night and Thirsty Thursday here at the Dean. The lefty winds and the 1-0 misses upstairs. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, no score here in the top half of the third between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. We're playing seven tonight. This one's lined to shortstop. On one hop, Espinosa's up with it. He throws a laser over to first. A 6-3 putout. And the side is retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. As the Palm Beach Cardinals coming to bat here in the bottom half of the third.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the third. Still scoreless through 2.5. Mike Buxton back out for his third inning of work. Getting set to face 9-1-2 in the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Javier Bolivar will lead things off. Followed by Juan Bincho and Chris Rotondo due up this half inning. Crowd still filing in. It's a good-sized crowd. This one's lined to second. Staying down on his Lewis. It's going to go off his chest. He's going to bobble it, and he's going to throw it away. It's going to go off the dugout railing of the Palm Beach Cardinals' first base side, but holding at first is Bolivar. An errant throw by Lewis as that ball originally went off his chest. He regained composure, made an errant throw, but he's going to be charged with an error. E4 on the play as Bolivar will take first.
The top of the order for the Cardinals, right fielder number three, Juan Bincho.
Lewis kind of wants that one back. You can tell by his body language right there. He rushed his throw after bobbling it right off his chest. Middle infield at double play depth, Juan Bincho at the plate. The first pitch misses upstairs. Cho 0-for-1 on the evening here in game two. Grounded out to short back in the bottom half of the first. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. 1-0, misses upstairs. Third baseman Jordan McCants, even with the bag, he's in on the grass. He's probably 30 feet off the third baseline. I don't expect Cho to bump, but it'd be a perfect opportunity for him. The 2-0, that one misses upstairs, 3-0 count. Cho batting 276 on the season. One of the more consistent hitters so far for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's taken the whole way on the 3-0. That one's in for a called strike look and counts 3-1. Cho had an RBI and a walk back in game one earlier this afternoon. Next pitch, 3-1, bounces in the dirt. First two base runners aboard for the Palm Beach Cardinals as they threaten here in the bottom half of the third. Go That'll bring up Chris Rotondo to the plate.
Now batting in the left fielder, number 4, Chris Rotondo.
The Cardinals clinched a playoff spot. They also lost a couple players by way of being called up. Alex Iadesurnia and R.J. Yeager no longer with the team currently. A couple of catalysts in that lineup that helped secure a playoff spot for the Palm Beach Cardinals. The first pitch to Rotondo, fastball. Catches the heart of the plate a little bit low in the zone. It's 1-0 and no strikes. Rotondo 0-for-1. Almost said 1-for-0. 0-for-1 on the evening as he grounded out to third. Back in the first. The 1-0. Breaking ball. It's a called strike. Slider on the outside corner at 82. Counts even at 1-1. We got Robbie the Redbird sitting just down below us talking to a baby. Giving the baby a high five. It's going to be an awesome experience. The 1-1. This is down and away. Counts 2 balls and a strike. Good sized crowd here on this beautiful Thursday evening. And the baby's probably thinking, what is this creature, this mascot, giving me a high five for? Get away from me. You have any treats? The 2-1. Breaking ball. Misses down and away. 3 balls and a strike to Chris Rotondo, hitting 233 on the season. A pair of homers to go along with 25 RBIs. Ike Buxton looking to limit the damage here. Middle infield at double play depth. The 3-1. Breaking ball. It's ruled a ball, and the bases are now loaded for the Cardinals as they threaten here in the bottom half of the third. It's going to warrant a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Glenn Dishman for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They look to keep this game scoreless, but they are in trouble right now with the bases loaded and nobody out. An error by Lewis and then back-to-back walks will bring up Michael Curiale to the plate. Shout out to my Aunt Sue listening from home. I just got a missed call on my phone. I'm not able to answer the phone. Hopefully Uncle Joe can let her know that I'm doing a baseball game live right now. Curiale come to the plate, hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Love my Aunt Sue. She's a Braves fan, though. We can get past that. Righty-on-righty matchup. Bolivar from third. Cho from second. Rotondo from first. The first pitch fools him on a breaking ball. That's in for a called strike one. Spahn and Lewis, middle infield, pinched up the middle, looking to turn two. This one's driven out to right field. Playable for Roberts. The right fielder has this one sized up. He'll make the catch. The throw is coming home. It's going to sail high. Blocking it is Prater. He will block it safely, does the catcher. But a run comes home to score. It's a sac fly RBI from Michael Curiale. And the Cardinals are on the board. It's now a 1-0 ball game here in the bottom half of the third. Cho moves down to third. Rotondo moves up to second. Runners at second and third. Infield in on the grass right now. Looking to cut the run down at home plate as Josh Baez steps to the plate. The first pitch. Breaking ball. This ball's crushed. To the window. To the wall. This ball is gone. 3-run blast by Josh Baez. Cardinals open this game. It's 4-0. 3-run blast by Josh Baez. Take care, comb your hair. His 4th home run of the season. Cardinals lead 4-0. That'll bring up Adonson Cruz to the plate with the bases empty. Buxton Wines in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut by Cruz. Counts 0-1. Cruz singled in his last at-bat back in the second. the 0-1. As time is called even before the pitch is called. Not sure why. But they'll redo it again. Buxton winds from the first base side of the rubber. The 0-1 fastball tries to paint the outside corner. Misses wide. Counts even at 1-1. 4-0 score. We're in the bottom half of the third. 0-1. Fastball bounces in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to Adonson Cruz, hitting .242 so far in the season. The wind in the pitch. Paints the outside corner. A generous call by home plate umpire Chad Lagana, in my opinion. 2-2. Cruz lays off the breaking ball. Slider down and away. Count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Base is empty. The pitch swung on, fouled at the plate. Time is called at the plate. Not sure why. They needed a ball came in from somewhere. Ball boy for the Hammerheads had to retrieve that from the dugout. And here we go, the 3-2 yet again. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Cruz retired on strikes for the second out here in the bottom half of the third. That'll bring up Lisandro Espinoza to the plate.
Shortstop to Breeze, Lisandro Espinoza.
Espinoza 0-for-1 on the evening. He did not appear in game one, whether it was last night or earlier this afternoon. And the shortstop will take the first pitch just wide for ball one. The 1-0. Fastball misses a little bit low in the zone. And here comes the cowbell from Robbie the Redbird. Sometimes you need more cowbell. The 2-0. Right down Main Street for a called strike one. 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, and 1 error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 2-1 misses wide. Count runs to 3-1. Infield straight away, outfield straight away. As the sun begins to set along the third base side, the 3-1 healthy cut, swing and a miss. Outfield standing in the sunlight, most of the infield standing in shadows. The 3-2, and Espinoza will trot down to first as Sam Prater. I'm not sure if I could repeat what he said to home plate umpire Chad Lagana, but that pitch did not miss by much. Jose Zapata will step to the plate, the 7-hitter for the Cardinals. He bats from the right-hand side. Runner goes from first. The pitch misses wide. The throw down to second is... What a filthy tag right there by Harrison Spahn. Throw out at second base. Caught stealing. 2-6 put out on the play. As Espinoza is retired, Zapata will lead off the next inning, but not before the Hammerheads come to bat. Cardinals lead 4-0 as we head to the top half of the fourth.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here for the top half of the fourth, a seven-inning game here in game two of the six-game series. Cardinals put up a four spot in their home half of the third, out to a commanding 4-0 lead. Hammerheads try to crawl back into this one. 2-3-4 in the lineup due up. McCants, Sanoa, and Latrell due up this afternoon. Facing the left-hander, Pete Hansen, in full command so far. Lefty on lefty matchup to Jordan McCants. The first pitch, a little nubber right in front of the pitcher's mound. Up with it is Hansen. Pitcher's up with it, throws down to first. One pitch, one out to kick things off here in the top half of the fourth. Some of my friends don't like me for doing this, but Pete Hansen has allowed a base runner so far tonight. That was Brett Roberts back in the first. Hansen has yet to allow a hit. Javier Sanoa coming to the plate. Lefty on righty matchup. The first pitch. Fastball misses upstairs. Sanoa 0-1 on the evening. He grounded out to second back in the first. As this has turned out to be a beautiful evening down here in South Florida. The 1-0. Chasing at the high fastball, healthy cut, swing and a miss, and he's getting some jeers from the Thirsty Thursday crowd down here just below us. Hansen winds from the third base side of the rubber, the 1-1, misses upstairs. Two balls and a strike, one out. 4-0 Cardinals lead. Lefty winds in the pitch. Swung on this one's laced into left center field, and there's the announcer jinx for you folks. First hit of the ball game for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As Sanoa laces that one into left center field. He'll be a one-out base runner that'll bring up Chase Latrell to the plate, and I'm get ready for the text messages that I'm a butcher and ruined everything. It's a good thing I'm not on social media for the Palm Beach Cardinal fans right now. Latrell hitting 267 on the season. Struck out looking back in his first at-bat. He'll lay off the first pitch down in the zone for ball one. Chase went 0-3 back in game one, which concluded earlier this afternoon. He did draw a walk and reach base. From the belt, Hansen checks the runner at first. The lefty delivers the 1-0. This one slapped out. This is down the left field line. This is in for a base hit. Cutting it off is the left fielder, Chris Rotondo. It's in the gap. He will cut it off perfectly, holding the runner from advancing to home. It's going to be a double for Chase Latrell. Sanoa has to stop at third. Hammerheads threatening here with runners at second and third. And just one out, bringing up Ian Lewis to the plate. Like we mentioned earlier, Lewis was 0-14 coming into, I guess you'd call it, game one of the series before he singled in his last at-bat. He's going to chase at the first pitch down in the zone. Counts no balls and a strike. One for his last 15. He did single in the eighth inning back in game one, struck out in his first at-bat here in game two. Two men in scoring position, 4-0 ball game. We're in the top half of the fourth. Hansen set at the belt. The 0-1 swung on. Slow chopper. This should advance the run to home. Up with it is the third baseman, Curry Alley. The throw down to first is in time, but it will bring home Sanoa from third to home. Hammerheads on the board. It's now a 4-1 ball game. Productive out right there by Ian Lewis, just putting the ball in play. A slow chopper to third.
First base number 26, Torin Montgomery.
Luttrell will hold at second on the ground out to third. That'll bring up Torin Montgomery to plate here in this 4-1 ball game. Lefty Hansen checks the runner at second. The first pitch, backdoor breaking ball in for a called strike. One looking. Montgomery 0-1 on the evening. He flew out to center back in the second inning. 52 pitches, 33 for strikes by the lefty. Another slow chopper left side. Curiali charging in. It's going to go off his glove. It's going to flick to the pitcher, Hansen. And then Hansen does a flip to the shortstop, Espinoza, who was covering third. Everybody's safe on the play. Luttrell will take third. Montgomery will take first. And an unfortunate play for the Cardinals right there as that ball went in and out of Curiali's glove, the third baseman. Bounce to the pitcher, Hansen, and then Hansen just was like, you know what, let me try and flick it to the third baseman and try and get an out. Not sure if that's going to be ruled an error against the third baseman, Curiali, but nonetheless, runners at the corners, 4-1 game, tying run at the plate in the form of Harrison Spahn. First pitch fastball, misses on the outside edge. Spahn 0-1 on the evening. He grounded out to third, back in the second. The 1-0 misses off the plate. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. We're in the top half of the fourth. Cardinals lead 4-1. Hammerheads threaten here with two men on base. The 2-0, swung on, jammed him, this one skied. Right side, this will reach the stands and out of play. Right side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Brandon Hernandez guarding that restricted line. Pickoff throw to first. Back safely, head first is Montgomery. Luttrell from third, Montgomery from first, Spahn at the plate. The 2-1, swung on, rope to shortstop, fielding it right off his shoe tops as Espinoza, a line out for the final out to retire the side, and the Cardinals dodge a bullet here in the top half of the fourth. They do surrender a run, but that's all they surrendered. We're going to the home half of the fourth, 4-1 Palm Beach.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll...
And we're back here in the top half. Excuse me, the bottom half of the fourth. Jose Zapata stepping to the plate. He'll take the first pitch down and in for a called strike one, the 0-1. Breaking ball grounded up the middle. Tough play for Harrison Spahn. He ranges up the middle. The throw down to first is picked out of the dirt, but not quite picked out of the dirt, as Torin Montgomery couldn't scoop that. Zapata will be aboard over at first base. Heck of a play by Spahn ranging up the middle. Tough play for Montgomery, trying to pick that out of the dirt. We'll bring up Brandon Hernandez to the plate. Left side of the infield, shaded well up the middle. First pitch misses high in the zone for ball one. Third baseman Jordan McCants in on the grass over at third base, probably 30 feet off the line. The 1-0 misses high and away. Two balls and a strike, nobody out. 4-1, Cardinals lead here in the bottom half of the fourth. We're playing seven here in game two. From the belt, Buxton delivers the 2-0. Two-seamer starts at the hip, comes right back over the plate, in for a called strike one looking. Hernandez 0-for-1 on the evening. He grounded out to second, back in the second. Middle infield looking to turn two. The 2-1. Right at the shoe tops, down and in, fastball at 92, counts three balls and a strike. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Foul tipped at the plate into the glove of Prater, count runs to three balls and two strikes. Three, two. Swing and a miss. Pulls the string on a changeup. Filthy pitch by Buxton right there. His fourth strikeout of the evening. Big first out here in the bottom half of the fourth. That'll bring up Javier Bolivar to the plate. Bolivar reached on base with an error by second baseman Ian Lewis. And his lone at bat back in the second, he'll take the first pitch fastball, 93 on the outside corner. That's paint job by Buxton. Counts 0-1. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen, third base side for the Hammerheads. Get you a name and a number in just a moment. The 0-1. Swung, this ball's laced into the gap in right center field. That'll drop for a base hit. Going first to third is Zapata on the play. The throw will come into second. It'll put runners at the corners for the Cardinals as they threaten here in the bottom half of the fourth. Nice piece of hitting right there by Javier Bolivar. Going down and getting that and just kind of serving that out into right center field. Flip it back to the top of the order. We got Juan Bincho coming to the plate. Cho bats from the left-hand side. Middle infield pinched back up the middle. They're looking to turn two. Third baseman McCants in on the grass, possibly looking to cut the run down at home. First pitch, Cho is going to sky this shallow left side. Going back as the shortstop Spahn, he's in shallow left center field. He will make the catch everybody has to hold. And a big second out for Ike Buxton right there. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo to the plate. Hammerhead's trying to keep this deficit at three here. Rotondo 0-for-1 so far here in game two. Walked in his last plate appearance, came around to score one of four runs for the Cardinals back in that third inning. He bats from the right-hand side against the righty Buxton, the first pitch. Breaking ball, sliding block by Sam Prater. Heck of a block. Counts one ball and no strikes. Rotondo hitting 233 on the season, a pair of homers to go along with 25 RBIs. Buxton set at the belt. The 1-0. Fastball 93, misses just off the plate. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Zapata from third, Bolivar from first. 2-0, misses down. You got the dangerous Michael Curiali waiting on deck for Palm Beach as they rock their golf night uniforms here. It looks like Augusta National here at the Dean. 3-0. Fastball just catches the outside corner. Generous call, in my opinion. The 3-1 from Buxton. Fastball, that's called a strike. Yes, Rotondo was taking a couple steps towards first base. Surprised he didn't do it on the previous pitch. But nonetheless, the last two pitches right on the outside edge. Here comes the payoff pitch. Runner goes from first. A little, excuse me, swinging bunt right in front of the pitcher's mound. Up with it is Buxton. The throw to first, not in time. Holding at third on the play, surprisingly, was Zapata. Bolivar moves up to second. It'll load the bases for the Cardinals nonetheless. Probably a wise move by the catcher, Zapata, not breaking for home on the play as that ball was hit. It's 60 feet, 6 inches to the pitcher's mound. That ball was probably hit 30 feet, 3 inches to the pitcher's mound. The first pitch to Curiali, a healthy cut, swing and a miss. Bottom of the fourth, Cardinals lead 4-1. They are threatening to put this game away right now. The Eastern Division champs of the first half of the league, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Productive game two for Curiali. Might have some bruises on him. Hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Sack fly RBI in his last at-bat. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases loaded, the pitch. Misses upstairs. Fastball at 93. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go around? No appeal given. And I agree, no appeal warranted. Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Lays off the slider, down and away. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom half of the fourth. The pitch. Fastball called, third strike. Curiali tosses his glove towards tosses his bat towards first base, getting ready to take a walk. And then he realizes, I just got called out on strikes. Let me have a few words for Blue right here. As he is retired, Hammerheads get out of a big jam here. As the Cardinals turned away with the bases loaded here in the bottom half of the fourth. We're going to the fifth. 4-1, Palm Beach leads.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fifth. 4-1 Cardinals lead here in game two of the six-game series. Fins and the Feathers here on Golf Night and Thursday evening. Pete Hansen back out for his fifth inning to work. So far, so good. He's only given up a run on three hits. Getting set to face 8-9-1 due up for the Hammerheads this half inning. Rodriguez, Prater, and then back to the top, Roberts. Due up this half inning, lefty-on-lefty matchup. The first pitch to Rodriguez. Catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Entire infield in shadows. Adonson Cruz, the center fielder, and Juan Bincho, the only people standing in the sunlight currently. The 0-1. Rodriguez tries to check his swing. He goes around. He's quickly down to the count. No balls and two strikes, although the scoreboard says 1-1. The next pitch, breaking ball, misses down and away, apparently. Appeal given, and no go, says base umpire Shea Graham. Counts 1-2. As I had it right, scoreboard operator did not. The 1-2. Breaking ball, called third strike. Rodriguez frozen on the outside corner. Four strikeouts on the evening. First starting pitcher Pete Hansen, one out here in the top half of the fifth. That'll bring up Sam Prater to the plate. Catcher 0-1 with the strikeout. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch. Pulls the string on a changeup, does Hansen. Prater out in front. Counts no balls and a strike. It's like Brady Encarnacion warming up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The right-hander along the third base side. The 0-1 delivery misses upstairs. Ball and a strike, one out here in the top half of the fifth. Left side of the infield expecting to pull. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle. Outfield playing straight away, the 1-1. Painting the outside corners. Hansen, 90 miles per hour, gets the call. Prater down in the count, a ball and two strikes. The lefty winds from the third base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball, swing and a miss, back-to-back strikeouts for the left-hander. Two up, two down. To kick things off here in the top half of the fifth, that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Brent Roberts, to the plate. Roberts hitting .281 on the season out of the leadoff spot. Homer to go along with 27 RBIs. First pitch fastball runs inside for ball one. The 1-0. Misses wide. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Lefty winds in the 2-0. Backdoor breaking ball. Filthy. Snaps it off. Started outside of the zone. Came right back over the heart of the plate. Counts two balls and a strike. Working quickly. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Off speed had him fooled on the outside edge. 2-2. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Cardinals lead 4-1 here in the top half of the fifth. We're playing seven. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Side retired in order as Pete Hansen strikes out the side here in the top half of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left. We're going to the bottom half of the fifth. That's the Cardinals lead 4-1 here in Jupiter, Florida.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pitch out of the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's going to be the right-hander, Brady Encarnacion.
To protect
her. 185 pounds is the right-hander, 22 years old, out of the Dominican Republic, making his 18th appearance here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. 2-0 record, a 0.86 ERA. First pitch to Joshua Baez. Misses down and away for ball one. Baez, Cruz, and Espinosa do up this afternoon. The 1-0. Fastball misses down and away. Only 14 hits allowed in 31 and a third innings pitched for Encarnacion. 38 strikeouts, 14 walks in those 31 plus innings pitched. He'll try and paint the outside corner. Does not get the call. It runs to three balls and no strikes on Baez. Baez with a big game opening three-run blast back in the third inning. And Baez going to drive this one out the center field. Playable for Javier Sanoa. He circles around it. He's still in the sunlight. Unlike the rest of us, Sanoa will make the catch for the first out here in the bottom half of the fifth.
Next center fielder, number 15,
yeah, sun's still setting here at the Dean. Everybody's in shadows except Sanoa, the center fielder, and Brett Roberts, depending on where he's standing out there in right field. The first pitch to Adonsen Cruz is fouled back to the backstop. Opponents hitting 144 so far this season against Brady Encarnacion. Second pitcher of the evening for the Jupiter Hammerheads here. Here in this 4-1 ball game, bottom half of the fifth, four runs, six hits, no errors for Palm Beach, a run on three hits and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As it looked like Adonsen Cruz may have tweaked something on that last swing, as head athletic trainer Jeff Case comes out and is chatting things up with Cruz along the third base foul territory side. He's grabbing his right leg, trying to stretch it out. To be grabbing his right hamstring at the back of his leg, but he steps back into the batter's box. Does Cruz. Counts no balls and a strike, one out. The righty winds and the pitch from Encarnacion. Breaking ball misses high in the zone. Counts even at a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Just 89 on the gun from Encarnacion. Cruz could not catch up to it as he foul tips it into the glove of Prater. Down to the count, a ball and two strikes. The pitch fouled right off the catcher's mask. Cruz nearly lost his helmet on that swing. I think they should have gone with some green helmets today to match their jersey colors for the Cardinals. 1-2 yet again. Breaking ball misses high and inside. It's like Masters Day, Augusta National here at the Dean. The 2-2, jammed him out on the hands. This one's fouled back. My man, and here we go. Yep, and he's rocking the jersey. It's good work by him. And great work by the uniforms. Look at you. You're something else, man.
Trying to hit him straight.
Hit him straight. Fairways and greens. Andrew Seymour here, the general manager of the Palm Beach Cardinals. 2-2 runs inside. Nearly plunks Cruz. How's today going for you?
It's going well. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what, after what we've had of recent,
After what we've had recent, this weather's fantastic.
Oh my God,
so it's nice to get a fair chance to see what we're all about.
Yeah, Mother Nature can, you know, go somewhere. I won't use it on the air.
Right.
2-2, one out.
But, cool. Yeah, I like the energy in the ballpark tonight. It's
it's great.
Terrific bunch of golf fans.
2-2 misses upstairs. So I got to ask you, one of my main questions, because I know I got the message email from you earlier, Alex Iadesurny, R.J. Yeager. They got called up, right?
Yes, sir. They did, which is very exciting.
3-2 pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's skied out of play towards the Cassidy Cool Zone and out of play for all your air conditioning needs. We need it during the summer. Give John C. Cassidy Cool Zone a call. So my question, who's got a – do you let them know?
No. Gary Kendall certainly earns –
manager does.
Yeah, our field manager earns that right. And I'm excited for those guys. Listen.
3-2 misses down. Yeah, I mean – we knew it was going to happen with Iadesurny and R.J. Yeager. It's like, all right, you guys clinched a playoff spot, and now it generally you got the MLB draft coming up. New guys come in, and you leave guys and stuff like that. So it's
a cycle, and it's you know, you're happy for guys when they get that bump up. I happened to see AI as he was packing his car, and such a good guy. He thanked everybody.
Foul to the right side on the concourse level. Taylor Burris down there almost making
that.
A catch.
There she is.
Lisandro Espinoza at the plate. 0 for 1 with a walk so far tonight. But, yeah, great crowd tonight. Good weather.
Yes.
That's the most important part, which we love.
You know, I was looking forward to joining you last night. And, oh, my goodness. That
came out of nowhere.
That yellow cloud came out of nowhere.
0-1 misses upstairs. Yeah, because I was talking to my parents about it. I drove home in a monsoon. I sat in the Wawa parking lot. I have a funny video. Because Wawa's, I wanted a hoagie so bad. The 1-1 comes in. This one jams back and fouled over our heads. I'm in Wawa's parking lot, and their power goes out. And then it comes back on, and then it goes off. And I'm like, this is a sign right now. I'm like, I just wanted some baseball. I wanted a Wawa hoagie.
That's funny. You know, Brian, I don't know if you just caught me right there.
1-2, jammed him in on the hands. This one's popped up behind home plate. Prater will give us a look. I'm going to save Andrew Seymour.
Nope. Thank you, sir.
We got a roof in front of us. That's good news for us. So,
but I was just going to say, I got to laugh at myself. I had these sunglasses on to promote to support our sponsor, Drive Shack, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Keep wearing these Drive Shack sunglasses, and I keep thinking it's dark out. So,
are you a big golfer at all? 1-2 misses upstairs.
I'm not. I always say I'm going to do it when I get older.
You're more of a hockey player, I'm sure.
Sure.
Canadian born, I'm sure.
Yes. But anyways, I have to laugh at myself for not, you know, not adjusting, taking the sunglasses out, realizing it's not that dark.
I was just talking about it on there. I say we were talking about it on the air. I keep saying that like someone else is with me in the booth, but now I can say it too. 2-2. Pitch to Espinoza, swinging a miss. He strikes out for the second out in the inning. 4-1 Cardinals lead. But, yeah, I was just talking about we finally got a good day of weather to where out in center field, Sanoa and Roberts, the center fielder and right fielder, are the only one that have to deal with the sun. For now.
Right.
4-1 Cardinals lead. Jose Zapata at the plate. Nice backhanded stab by Prater at the dish.
Sure was.
So the Cardinals clinch a playoff spot.
Yes, sir.
You're excited about that?
Yeah, it's always exciting. Listen, this is a great rivalry we have right here. And you know what? There's an opportunity whereby both these two teams could vie for the Eastern Championship postseason.
You're not lying. The 1-0 sky to first base side. This will reach the stands and out of play. Yeah, Hammerheads only were 2.5 games behind the Cardinals to end the first half of the regular season. They were right there, 4-team Eastern Division.
But right.
How amazing would that be? I mean, we saw the video that you did. I saw the video that you did on Instagram where you were the bat boy for a day as the 1-1 comes in, breaking ball, catches the inner third in for a called strike two. That was a hilarious video. You got to be the bat boy.
Oh, thanks, man. It was, you know, we had a bet, and I lost the bet, so I had to play the role of bat boy. So it was a lot of fun.
1-2 from Encarnacion, swing and a miss. As much as we love the PSAs, we're going to stay here and talk to Andrew Seymour and talk a little bit more right now about what's going on coming up. Golf night tonight, obviously, and we got... It's you can't really call it 4th of July weekend because, I mean, come on now. It falls on a Tuesday, but we're having some good events coming up, right?
Yes, we are. We sure are. So tomorrow night, Friday night, is going to be a fun one. It's dog night. And listen, every dog that comes in gets one of those doggy bag holders that attaches to their collar or their leash, excuse me. So we've got that tomorrow night. It's education. Well, it's not education night. Sorry, it's library night, where it's just a promote reading night. Mm-hmm. A very proactive approach to reading. So I'll have a bunch of kids here, which is great. Then Saturday, we've got beers around the bases. And, I mean, hopefully you can hear me over the Robbie dancing, but this is a lot of fun. But we got beers around the bases, which means basically you come in the ballpark at 3:45. You buy a special ticket, you come in, and you enjoy some tastings on the field, some beer tastings on the field, right up field level for batting practice when the Cardinals are having BP on Saturday. Then they finish batting practice probably just before 5 o'clock. That crowd is welcome to go on out into Abacoa, visit the three participating sponsors. So, in essence, they're circling the bases by going to Das Beer Garden, by going to Civil Brewery, and you know, so what they do is, and Stadium Grill, excuse me, and so they're your three bases, and they come back here, they get
That's
a T-shirt,
awesome.
And yeah, it's fun. It's not a game of Survivor, it's a game of, fun.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
So that's what's going on. So, and listen, not to be overlooked at all, Monday and Tuesday are going to be fantastic. We do it up really nicely, and we partner with this community. This great community, the Abacoa Community Civic Board is terrific to us. We've got all kinds of fun in the afternoon, golf cart parade and a party in Abacoa, and then game and fireworks. I mean,
the fireworks never get old here. They're phenomenal. Growing up in Philadelphia, it honestly reminds me of Citizens Bank Ballpark. It's a big extravaganza down here at Abacoa. Back out on the mound. For his sixth inning of work, his left-hander Pete Hansen, the southpaw, getting set to face 2, 3, and 4. Jordan McCants due up this half inning. Brian Loftus, Andrew Seymour up here in the booth. First pitch taken down and in for ball one.
So just for fun, Brian, if I can, Jordan McCants, a great guy. He's, if I'm not mistaken, is he Jacksonville or Pensacola kid? I'm momentarily forgetting, but either way.
Pensacola, yep.
Pensacola, thank you. It's on his path if and when he gets moved up, which is exciting.
1-0 high chopper. This is just foul, first baseline.
And sorry for talking over there. But
no,
it's
good.
Exciting for him. I love to see that. He's just such a spark in terms of his character. He's a good third baseman.
But both of these are fun teams to watch. This is why I love doing this. The 1-1 foul at the plate counts 1-2 on McCants.
And how do you like the jerseys tonight?
I love those jerseys. And so, my brother-in-law was telling me he nothing against the Cardinals. He wants a Hammerheads hat, and I'm like, what size are you? I'm like, because I haven't been down to the team store. So I don't know if they have a flex cap or a fitted hat. The 1-2 comes in. This ball's laced into right center field. Going to be a tough play. It'll drop into the Bermuda Triangle in right center field for a base hit. Cho's up with it. He'll get it back into second. Leadoff man is aboard for the Hammerheads as they try to threaten here in the top half of the sixth. How about that Josh Baez home run out to left field?
That was exciting. I'm sure the bids on his jersey went up incrementally after that hit.
That was one of those take care, comb your hair hits. I didn't have to worry about messing up that call.
Yeah, I happened to be over there by the third base side, speaking with Pam Sartori, our CFO, and a couple other people, and they were amazed at that shot.
Javier Sanellas tries to the plate. Surprisingly, he's looking for his first home run of the season. He does have 40 RBIs. Grounder to second. This could be two. Espinoza flips. Hernandez down to first. 6-4-3 twin killing. Bases are empty here with two outs here in the top half of the sixth. Well, that's pretty much how Hansen drew that up, right? It's all part of the plan, right?
I'll tell you what. You made a good suggestion. It's time, et cetera, whatever you said. And then, boy, that was a great pitch.
Speaking of take care, comb your hair. Two outs here in the top half of the sixth. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. 1 run, 4 hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looking to win their 11th game here against their stadium rival, the Jupiter Hammerheads, so far this season. First pitch breaking ball in for a called strike one to Chase Luttrell.
And Brian, you were talking about the hats. So this weekend we'll be wearing the Stars and Stripes edition.
Oh, my. You got to love that. You got to love that. Pitches in for a called strike two.
So both the Hammerheads and the Cardinals will have their own Stars and Stripes edition, which are nice.
And we're going to have a Monday game here, too, which has been a rarity.
Correct. It's why we did not play on Monday and Tuesday of this week.
Yeah.
So the 6-game homestand started on Wednesday through Monday.
Next pitch is fouled back to the net. Yeah, because I was doing my prep yesterday, and I'm like, oh, it's game two of a 6-game series. And I'm like, wait. They haven't played yet. So.
Yep.
Diving further, deeper into it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is why, yeah.
Across baseball, everybody's a creature of habit. It's funny.
Hanson winds for his 79th pitch of the night. Breaking ball down at the shoe tops. Latrell lays off.
Brian, I will say, though, both teams, if I'm not mistaken, with Tuesday's game, I think they play 13 games in a row, both teams, with travel in there, too. So.
Lefty winds on the 1-2. You're being called, Andrew. This one's skied. Left side going back is the shortstop. Lisandro Espinoza, he will make the catch for the final out. To retire the side here in the top half of the sixth, Hammerheads turned away. We're going to the home half of the sixth here at the Dean. 4-1, Redbirds lead. Brian Loftus, Andrew Seymour here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And Andrew Seymour, the general manager of the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's sitting pretty right now. He's got a nice golf jersey going on. Sponsored by Rawlings, too. 4-1, Cardinals lead. Brandon Hernandez will lead things off. 8-9-1 due up the first pitch. Righty on lefty matchup. Catches the outside corner for a called strike one looking. So you stick around. You stick around for the entire fireworks extravaganza?
Oh, yeah. So on Monday night, I'll be out with the pyrotechnics, which is exciting for me.
This one skied out to left field. Ranging back is the left fielder, Chase Latrell. He goes back towards the track and makes the catch. F7 put out if you're scoring from home. One up, one down to kick things off here in the bottom half of the sixth.
Yeah, so I enjoy the fireworks just like a lot of other people, too.
Just fingers crossed for good weather because, I mean, it's been something else lately, especially last night. First pitch to Javier Bolivar.
Last night I didn't see it coming. And I didn't see it coming either. Today.
Like, that was something else. The 0-1 bounce of the nerve. I was telling my dad, who's our Doc Loftus, chief meteorologist up here in the booth, who texted
Mike
me from
Trout,
home.
Yeah,
like a 24% chance of rain yesterday was what I looked at all day. And I'm like, oh, 24% chance. And it turned into 124% chance of rain. The 1-1 comes in. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Encarnacion paints the outside fastball. Cardinals looking to take the first two of the six-game set. Winners earlier this afternoon. The game was suspended last night. But we told, Andrew and I told Mother Nature to beat it tonight.
Yep.
The 1-2. This is wide.
We got some good pageantry and fun on the gamut tonight, so please stay away, Rain. So it's a four-letter word in our business, as is tarp.
And we got a good-sized crowd out there tonight, too. 2-2. Tries to paint the outside corner. Encarnacion wanted it. He does not get the call. From home plate umpire Chad Lagana, count runs full. The wind and the payoff pitch. Misses upstairs. Bolivar will be a one-out base runner. We'll flip it back to the top of the order. And Juan Bincho coming to the plate.
Bincho's been very exciting to watch.
Yeah, here's my question. So you lose guys like Jaeger and Aya Dasarnia, but you know, like much like last year, now being down here, we flipped from high A to just, I don't want to call it low A, but just A-ball. Draft picks are going to come in. This one skied out to left field. Going back is Luttrell. He's ranging towards the foul line. The left fielder will make the catch, retreating back to first on the Plays Boulevard. Do you have emotions for it? Like, I mean, it's out of your control, right?
Okay, I guess the one thing that I always joke about is, I don't know if joking is the word, but the only constant in the minor leagues is the name on the front of the jersey, right?
Because
the name on the back of the jersey, one isn't there because it changes so much. And I say that respectfully because these guys work hard and they're tremendously talented. No kidding. Compromising anybody. But, the moment you get a young kid to like Won Bin Cho, and he goes out and he gets the number 3 jersey and he gets all his Cho gear, Cho gets moved up, and you have to say to the kid who's crying, oh, but it's great. The kid doesn't understand that. So that's how you market the minor leagues, which is the constant, the name on the front of the jersey, and delivering value and fun. You want them to adopt the player, but the moment that they do, they embrace the player, a lot of times he's moved up.
Counts 1-1 to Rotondo. This one jams him in on the hands. This one skied into the bullpen. A heck of a play out there. Who was that in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals? He's not only is he warming up to come in the ballgame, but he just snared that foul ball.
He's showing some skills. Again, I'm wearing the sunglasses, so I'm not credible in terms of who it is.
Counts a ball and 2 strikes here with 2 outs. The pitch called 3rd strike. Looked a little high in the zone right at the letters. Cho will stride back to the dugout for the final out to retire the side. You might have to say some goodbyes to some people down low, but you're more than welcome to hang out with me. If you want to avoid everyone, you're more than hang out here, man. You don't have to leave.
I will. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General.
And we're back here in the top half of the 7th. Hammerheads down to their last licks. 4-1 score, the Cardinals lead. The first pitch from new pitcher out of the mound. Can you help me with this name pronunciation?
You know something? I don't have it phonetically down, but I have Luis Gastelum.
That's good by me. Second pitcher of the evening for the Palm Beach Cardinals. A solid 6 innings by starting pitcher Pete Hansen out of the mound. Ian Lewis at the plate, the first pitch, fouled at the dish.
I wish I had it because out of respect to this young man, I'd love to have it right. I just really learned a little bit about him.
And we noticed this down here at the minor league level too. Sometimes, and I know Lisa has told me this in the past, sometimes they don't tell you their true name pronunciation because they're like, look, we just want to make a name for ourselves. And we'll, once we get to the show, we'll tell you how we really want our name to be pronounced. But right. Luis Castellanos out on the mound, the right-handed pitcher, backdoor breaking ball, freezes Lewis for a called strike two. Looking counts one and two.
So it's funny, just as you say that. So I
1-2 misses inside, nearly clips the wrist of Ian Lewis. Luckily, he's all right.
I saw that coming in tight. That's why I got quiet. But Jose Berríos was Jose Berríos for the longest time. David Ortiz was David Arias.
The 2-2 runs inside. Lewis seems to be unhappy with that pitch as he kind of jackknifes over home plate, loses his bat, count runs full. The righty winds in the 3-2. This one's drilled out to right center field. Going back is Cho. He's going to lay out. He won't be able to come up with it. It's going to go to the track and all the way to the wall. Lewis making the turnaround second. He will head into third. The stop sign comes up for him. Hammerheads in business here to kick things off here in the top half of the seventh. I always have a tough time. I love you. You know that. I don't know who, like, whenever the Hammerheads and the Cardinals play each other, one, I always get mixed up on who's playing. You know, like, I'll mean the Hammerheads and I'll say the Cardinals. Say the Cardinals mean the Hammerheads. I don't know who to root for. Like, selfishly, I'm rooting for extra innings walk-off right now for the Cardinals because there's nothing better than a walk-off the first pitch. To Torin Montgomery, he stands in and it misses low.
It is tremendously unique, and people probably listening thinking, oh, come on, it's not that hard, figure it out. But I have to be honest with you, the day that I was a bat boy, you know, I'm so pro-Cardinals. I'm so pro Palm Beach Cardinals, as I should be, right?
1-0 jammed and fouled out of play.
We, of course, were the visiting team. I just couldn't get it straight. That, you know, I said to myself, or I said to the guy beside me, I said, I'm going to watch what the other bat boy does for the first three outs. You know, while we're batting, because I'm used to us being the home team. We're the visitors. He's like, boy, you're getting to work right away. I said, oh, boy.
1-1 comes in, bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Zapata. Do you realize how much people like you? I got to ask you that.
Oh.
You're, like, personable. Like, you gravitate. Like, your energy just, like.
Here's that $30 I just owe you for that nice comment.
I mean, you got you're rocking, like, the Payne Stewart hat. Remember Payne Stewart back in the day? May he rest in peace. That was 2-1 pitch comes in. In for a called strike, looked a little bit low in the zone for Montgomery's liking.
You know, we talk about this a lot, and by no means am I meaning to follow your very pleasant comment with a little bit of conversation here, but in our business right here, we're customer service, and we talk about that all the time in the office.
You got to
know your place, and you watch these players, every one of them. Ian Stewart on third base was out here a couple of weeks ago with the Play Ball Clinic teaching kids. You know, these guys, everybody knows their role, their place. They realize that they're in a special place working in baseball, playing it, working, whatever it is.
3-2 lined right off the umpire. Hopefully he is all right. The throw to first in and out of the glove of Bolivar. Hopefully Shea Graham is all right because he took a line drive right off the wrist. And here comes head athletic trainer Jeff Case.
I might go down.
Yep, gotcha. Andrew Seymour heading down to field level. Head athletic trainer Jeff Case out on the field right now as base umpire Shea Graham took a line drive towards his lower body. Luckily, it wasn't towards his head, but that went from our vantage point, looked to catch his wrist right there. And players are circled around the base umpire right now. That was a frozen rope right there by Torin Montgomery. Ian Lewis, who is on third base, is right next to base umpire Shea Graham right now, as are a bunch of Palm Beach Cardinals players. Nelson Prado, the manager for the Jupiter Hammerheads, also the third base coach, scoping out Shea Graham, who is down on one knee in between third base and second. Torin Montgomery, the man who hit that ball, he's over at first base and doesn't want to, I can imagine, he does not want to walk over. And look at Shea Graham. Look at Shea Graham. Have a day, Shea Graham. He's fine. He's going to walk this one off. Torrin Montgomery and Shea Graham exchanging some words in good fun. It'll put runners at the corners. Now, getting back to baseball, Nelson Prada chatting things up with home plate umpire Chad Lagana, wondering, would that have driven the runner home from second base right there? But I think it's a dead ball. It'll put runners at the corners, and I think that's what manager Nelson Prada is wondering for the Jupiter Hammerheads. But man, tip of the cap to Shea Graham, the base umpire. I mean, people want to criticize umpires. You know what? My man just took a laser off the left arm. We're back for baseball. Runners at the corners, tying run at the plate for the Hammerheads. Harrison Spahn at the plate, the first pitch. Misses high and wide for ball one. I don't know how to rule that in my scorebook. It's just going to be ruled a single. But the scorebook does not tell the tape of that one. From the belt, Gastelum delivers the next pitch. Just misses off the plate. Hitters count. Two balls and no strike to Harrison Spahn. If he's listening, thank you to Andrew Seymour. As that shows what kind of person he is, folks. He was ready to stay in the booth the rest of the game with me as he goes down to the field. My man, the 2-0. This one's laced into right center field. It's a base hit, and the Hammerheads threatening here. Montgomery's going to go first to third on the play. Coming in to score is Lewis. It's now a 4-2 ball game, and the Hammerheads in business here in the top half of the seventh. Runners at the corners here as Christian Rodriguez steps to the plate. 0-2 so far this evening. We're going to have a meeting of the minds out of the mound. Battery mates Jose Zapata and Luis Gastein will chat things up. Shortstop Lisandro Espinoza comes out to the mound. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They have one of the runs across the board here in the top half of the seventh. We're only playing 7 here, maybe 6.5, but that's up to the Jupiter Hammerheads to decide. They have the tying run aboard over on first. And now Gary Kendall. After the meeting of the minds out of the mound, Kendall will come out to the mound. It looks like we're going to have a right-hander coming out to the mound. New right-hander coming out. We're going to send you to a quick commercial break. We need some PSAs, folks. We'll be back right after this here at the Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, 4-2 score as the Hammerheads try to stay alive in this one. They're down 4-2. New pitcher out on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals will be the right-hander, Joseph King, 6'1", 194 pounds, is the 22-year-old out of Redwood City, California, a ninth-round pick. Back in the 2022 draft out of the University of California, making his 18th appearance here with Palm Beach, 2-2 record, and even 6.00 ERA. He does have three saves, however, in six opportunities, 58 hits allowed in 48 innings of work. Striking out 48, walking 14 opponents, hitting 299 off the new right-hander, Joseph King, getting set to face Christian Rodriguez. Runners at the corners, Montgomery at third, tying run, Spahn over at first. The first pitch misses for a called strike right down Main Street. Looked a little bit low in the zone as Zapata had to backhand that ball. Working out of the stretch, King delivers from the belt, the 0-1. Check swing, did he go around? No appeal given, count is 1-1. Rodriguez 0-2 so far in the evening. Flew out to center in the third, struck out looking in the fifth. He represents the go-ahead run at the plate. The 1-1. Down and in, ruled a ball. Two balls and a strike. King, the third pitcher of the evening for Palm Beach tonight. It's been an interesting inning so far. The long set, the 2-1. Jammed him, fouled back. Looks like base umpire Shea Graham, who took a monstrous line drive off the bat of Torrin Montgomery on his left wrist, is bandaged up, but he is still out there, standing just to the right of the pitcher's mound, second base side. Two balls and two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared into the bullpen of the Jupiter Hammerheads. And the left-hander warming up for the Jupiter Hammerheads snags that ball out of the air nonchalantly and gets back to his warm-up tosses with the ball that just came his way. Welcome to the Dean, folks. Two balls, two strikes, two on, nobody out. The pitch. This ball's driven out to center field. Going back is Adonson Cruz to the track, just shy of the wall. He makes the catch. Tagging from third on the play is Montgomery. He will come in to score. Deficit down to one for the Hammerheads. It's now a 4-3 game here in the top half of the seventh. Hammerheads down to their final two outs right now as we're only playing seven here. Sack fly RBI by Rodriguez. That'll bring up Sam Prater to the plate. The Alabama product catcher standing in, batting from the right-hand side against the righty King. The first pitch, he lays off. It's ruled a strike on the slider, down and in. Prater 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts so far tonight. King looking to pick up his fourth save on the season. King from the belt, pickoff throw to first, back safely, head first is Harrison Spahn. Spahn over at first base, 5-for-7 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Out to an adequate lead. The next pitch, breaking ball, bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Prater, squaring that up and keeping it in front of him. 4-3 score, top half of the seventh. Espinosa and Hernandez pinched up the middle, looking to turn two and end this ball game. The 1-1 paints the outside corner. It looked like an off-speed pitch, a two-seamer. Started off the plate, comes back to hit the outside edge. Prater down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Curry Alley, the third baseman, hugging the line over at third. He's playing behind the bag. Outfield playing straight away, the 1-2. Swung on, little number, gets past the glove of King. Second baseman Hernandez is up with it. His only play is to first. 4-3 put out, he will retire Prater. Moving up to second on the play is Spahn. As even if King fielded that ball, towards the first base side of the mound, I don't think the pitcher would have had a clean throw to second. He would have had to spun around and do a little abracadabra right there. Tying run in scoring position for the Hammerheads here with two outs. Top of the order up, Brett Roberts at the plate. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch takes the breaking ball, snaps off beautifully in for a called strike one, looking. Left side of the infield deep in the hole. They're expecting a pull. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle. Bolivar, the first baseman, well off the line over at first. King at the belt. Checks the runner at second, the 0-1. Taken the whole way. It's down in the zone for ball one. One ball, one strike, two outs. Hammerheads trail 4-3 here in the seventh. Consider it the ninth, folks. King at the belt, does a double take, the 1-1. Grounded up the middle, gonna be a tough play. Espinoza charges in, has to hurry the throw, gets off the glove of Bolivar. It's gonna get away, coming in to score, and tying the ball game right there. It's Harrison's bun. It's a 4-4 score here in the top half of the seventh. A tough play for the shortstop, Lisandro Espinoza. A slow roller up the middle. Throws it in the dirt, and Bolivar just was not able to scoop it out of the dirt. And a brand new ball game here, as striding to the plate is Jordan McCann's 1-for-3, singled in his last at bat. The first pitch just misses, fastball 92 on the outside edge. A Thirsty Thursday crowd getting their money's worth here, as we're going to get some extra baseball here. The 1-0 misses low in the zone. Extra baseball in the sense that Cardinals were three outs away from closing this one out. However, it's what a stadium rivalry is all about. Big brother versus little brother, and I'm not sure which one is which right now. Someone's given another one a noogie. The 2-0 pitch. Grounded up the middle. Espinoza has this one. He'll take it to the bag himself for the final out to retire the side. But the damage has been done. And the Cardinals will have to come to bat here in the bottom half of the seventh. Chance to walk them off. 4-4 score at the Dean. Brian Loftus on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here in the bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher out on the mound. It's going to be the lefty Evan Taylor for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 6'4", every bit of 250 pounds out of Florence, Alabama. Hammerheads coming back into this ball game, putting up a three spot in their top half of the seventh to keep this game going. Heart of the order due up for the Redbirds. Michael Curiale coming up. wearing his Augusta green uniform. White sleeves. Solid uniforms. Presented by Rawlings. The first pitch. To Cariale, misses down and away for ball one. Cariale hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Sac fly RBI in the third, struck out, swinging in the fourth. He'll drive this one sky high, right side, foul territory. Montgomery will give this one a look. This will reach the stands and out of play. Taylor coming in with a 3.07 ERA, 39 strikeouts in his 29 and a third innings of work so far this season. As the lights come on here at the Dean, this one's fouled to the backstop. Counts 1-2. 4 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the home team, the Palm Beach Cardinals, in this one. And what a stadium rivalry it's been so far. And we thank Mother Nature for staying out of this one. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Gets Cariale chasing on the outside fastball. One up, one down to start things out here in the bottom half of the seventh. That'll bring up Josh Baez to the plate. Baez with a 3-run homer back in the third inning as the Cardinals put up a 4 spot to go up 4-0 at the time. But the Hammerheads not going quietly into the night. Baez ready to walk him off. The first pitch runs inside. Ominous clouds in the distance, but you know what? St. Lucie can deal with that. We're not dealing with that here. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Filthy slider. Runs inside as Baez swings over the top of that one. Third baseman Jordan McCants hugging the line over at third, playing behind the bag. The 1-1. Backdoor slider does not get the call. Count runs to 2 balls and a strike. Taylor working out of the stretch. He's set at the belt. The 2-1. This ball is driven out to left field. To the track, to the wall. Off the wall, right off the warning track, and one hops. Baez will trot into second here. Nearly ended this ball game.
That is
One out double for Josh Baez, his second hit of the ball game. And he squared that up. Winning run aboard in scoring position here with one out. That'll bring up Adonson Cruz to the plate. Going to be another righty on lefty matchup facing Taylor. Outfield playing straight away. They're moving in a few steps. The first pitch to Cruz. Backdoor slider, never broke, and misses down and away for ball one. Cruz 1-for-2 so far tonight here in game 2 of the 6-game series. Singled and was aboard with a walk in his last at bat. The 1-0. Misses off the plate. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Left side of the infield playing straight away. Second baseman Ian Lewis right on that restricted line at second, keeping the runner Baez close at second. The 2-0 misses off the plate. 3-0 count. First baseman Torrin Montgomery playing well off the line over at first. Center field Sanella, right fielder Roberts shifted more towards the right. 3-0 count, the pitch. Misses low. It sets up the double play ball. Not really a bad move by Taylor right there. Didn't want to give Cruz anything to hit, as it'll put runners at first and second here with one out, opening up the double play ball for Lisandro Espinoza coming to the plate. Going to bring a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Glenn Dishman for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in this 4-4 ball game. Hammerheads trying to extend this to extra innings, and Glenn Dishman tells everybody on the infield, get on in here. Four runs, eight hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Much thanks to Andrew Seymour. It was good to hang out with him. What a perfect getup he had on. Talk about a people person. Someone that gets it. Surprised he doesn't play golf, because it looked like, given his outfit, it's play 18 holes with that guy. Espinoza coming to the plate, batting 183, a pair of homers to go along with 25 RBIs. 0 for 2 so far tonight with a pair of strikeouts. He did walk back in the third. Middle infield pinched up the middle. The corners halfway in on the dirt. Here with one out, the first pitch. Jammed him down the right field line. This is just foul. Espinoza inches away from walking the Cardinals off right there. Counts no balls and a strike. Baez from second, Cruz from first. 4-4 score here in the bottom half of the seventh. We're only playing seven, supposedly. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, chasing down and away. No balls, two strikes. Baez out at second, out to a sizable lead. He represents the winning run. Taylor gets the one he wants. 0-2 fastball, 91, misses upstairs. One ball, two strikes, one out. Taylor peers into Prater, gets the one he wants, checks the runner, Baez at second to pitch. Slider, backdoor, swing and a miss. A big second out for Evan Taylor. Here in the bottom half of the seventh, that'll bring up Jose Zapata to the plate. Two strikeouts for Taylor in the inning, sandwiched in between a double by Baez and a walk to Cruz. Zapata looking to play the hero right now. Two outs, two on. The first pitch. Backdoor slider, swing and a miss. Beautiful golf night here at the Dean. Crowd still rowdy here on a thirsty Thursday evening. The 0-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball. Got him right on the shoe tops. Zapata disappointed with himself as that slider started at home plate and then broke right into the shoe tops of Zapata as he practically fell over home plate swinging at that pitch. He's down in the count, no balls and two strikes, two outs, two on. Taylor peers in, takes a look at second, time is called. Pitch clock at 10. They'll do the 0-2 yet again. Taylor from the belt does a double take. Still peering back. He's peering back at the pitch clock. Down to 2. Here it comes. Swinging a miss. Very deceptive by Evan Taylor as it looked like he was staring down the pitch clock out in right center field, waiting for it to go down to 3, 2, and then he delivered and completely fooled Zapata at the plate. And we're going extras, folks, because why not? Fins, feathers, game two of this six-game set. 4-4 scores, we go to extras. Here's the Dean.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth here at the Dean. We're going extras. Scheduled for seven. Why not play eight? Joseph King back out for his second inning of work here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Here in this 4-4 ball game, Brian Loftus with you on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Here's a look at the eighth inning with a runner on second base. That's Jordan McCants.
Jordan McCants will be aboard second base as the zombie runner.
Number six,
Javier Sanoa coming to the plate. Heart of the order, due up for the Hammerheads, 3, 4, and 5. Sanoa, Latrell, and Ian Lewis due up this half inning, righty-on-righty matchup. Joseph King working from the stretch, deals from the belt the first pitch. Breaking ball, catches the outside corner for a called strike one, looking. Sanoa, 1 for 3 so far this evening, singled and scored back in the fourth as time is called at the plate. Shout out to Shea Graham, the base umpire. Glad to see that he's still out there because he took a rocket off his wrist, his left wrist from the bat of Torin Montgomery. It's the next pitch. Misses down in the dirt. Nice block by Zapata, squaring that up, keeping it in front of him. McCants remains at second base. So now one of the league leaders in the Florida State League in RBIs with 40. It's all borderline mind-numbing that he does not have a home run so far this season as he's hitting 283 with those 40 RBIs. The 1-1 from King. This one's chopped up the middle. It'll move the runner down to third. Espinoza charging in. He bobbles it. The throw down to first is in time for the 6-3 putout. McCants moves down to third on the ground out. Go-ahead run 90 feet away for the Hammerheads as that'll bring up Chase Latrell to the plate. Latrell bats from the left-hand side against the righty King. First pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike one looking. Infield in on the grass, looking to cut the run down at home plate. Outfield playing straight away. The 0-1 from King misses down and away. One ball, one strike, one out. King peers in, gets the one he wants from Zapata. The 1-1. Fastball, tries to paint the inside corner, does not get the call. Zapata looked like he wanted it as he made a couple trots out towards the pitcher's mound to throw the ball back to King. Counts two balls and a strike. The 2-1. Swung on, fouled at the plate. Something's got to give in this one. 4-4 score in the top half of the eighth. Hammerheads threatening. They have a runner over at third here with one out. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from King. Swung on, grounded sharply to first. He's coming home with it. The play at the plate. Not in time. And pulled Zapata towards the first base side of the foul line. I think even a good throw right there by Bolivar wouldn't have had McCants busting it home. As he dives in head first, Hammerheads take the lead 5-4. That's how you would draw it up. It would have taken an absolute perfect throw right there by the first baseman Bolivar to home to get McCants, despite how hard that ball was hit first pitch to Ian Lewis, in for a called strike one. Lewis batting from the left-hand side. Switch hitting second baseman. 0-1 misses wide. The Cardinals will have 8-9-1 due up in their bottom half of the eighth inning. The 1-1 long set pickoff throw to first, back safely, head first is Chase Luttrell. Luttrell over at first base, 3-for-6 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Middle infield looking to turn two, the 1-1, swing and a miss. Pulls the string on a changeup. Lewis well out in front of that pitch, nearly stumbling over home plate. One ball, two strikes, one out, 5-4 Hammerheads lead here in extra innings. Pickoff throw to first, back safely head first yet again is Luttrell. King peers in, gets the one he wants from Zapata. He's set at the belt. The 1-2. Fastball misses upstairs. I'd like to thank Andrew Seymour for coming up here in the booth. I'd like to thank Mother Nature for staying away from us tonight so we can hear this beautiful crowd we have here. This one's grounded up the middle. What a stab right there by the pitcher. What an unbelievable play by Joseph King. The pitcher snaring it, throwing it to second, down to first. 1-6-3 double play. Oh my Lanta. Holy smokes, folks. That was something else right there. 5-4 score, Cardinals trail. We're going to the bottom half of the eighth. They need one to tie, two to walk them off here at the Dean. You're listening to Brian Loftus here on the pause on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the eighth here at the Dean. Last chance for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Joseph King clearly keeping them in the ballgame with that phenomenal play on the pitcher's mound. A laser right back to the pitcher's mound. He backstabbed it. Threw to second to induce that double play ball to get themselves out of the inning. But the Cardinals still need a run to keep this game alive. They need two to walk them off. 5-4 score. Hammerheads lead here in the bottom half of the eighth. 8-9-1 to up. Brandon Hernandez will lead things off with the ghost runner down at second / zombie runner, whatever you want to call it. Jose Zapata down at second base. Lefty on lefty matchup. Taylor checks the runner at second. He spins around. And heading back to second is Zapata. Corners in on the grass. Third baseman Jordan McCants, first baseman Torin Montgomery, pinched in, expecting a bunt right now from Hernandez. Hernandez shows bunt, squares around, pulls back. It's taken wide for ball one. Brandon 0 for 3 so far on the evening. You can sense the anticipation on the crowd right now. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Zapata from second. The 1-0. Hernandez squares around, shows bunt. He pulls back. It's taken low. Two balls and no strikes. Wonder if he's going to show bunt again here with the hitter's count. Brandon batting 217 so far this season. No homers, 10 RBIs. The corner's creeping in again. Hernandez gets the bunt down right in front of home plate. Up with it is the catcher, Sam Prater. He will throw down to first. Moving down to third on the play is Jose Zapata. And the tying run for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 90 feet away here with one out in the bottom half of the eighth. Two, three put out if you're scoring from home right now. I'm going to bring up Javier Bolivar, the nine hitter to the plate. He's been aboard all three times so far tonight, has Bolivar, despite just batting 143 on the season. Infield in. This ball is driven out to right field. It is tailing foul. It'll reach the stands and out of play. Bolivar, one home run so far in the season, pair of RBIs. Small sample size, only playing in 15 games here at Palm Beach. He'll lay off the next pitch. Misses wide, count runs even at 1-1. Correction, his 17th game here with Palm Beach. The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball. It's ruled a strike. Looked a little bit down in the zone for my liking and Bolivar's liking, but he doesn't have to swing at it. Neither do I. Counts 1-2. 5-4 score. Tying run aboard over at third base. Bolivar just looking to put the ball in play. From the belt, Taylor, he's set. The 1-2. Fastball called, third strike, and Bolivar knew it. Fastball at 90 on the inner half. Freezes Javier Bolivar. And the Cardinals down to their final out. The silver lining is we go back to the top of the order. Juan Bincho coming to the plate. Going to be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Middle infield moves back on the edge of the outfield grass. The first pitch starts him off with a slider, misses wide of the zone for ball one. Cho 0 for 3 with a walk so far here in game two of this six-game set. The 1-0. Check swing. Did he go around? No appeal given. It's ruled a ball. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Zapata leads away from third. He represents the tying run here in a 5-4 ball game. The 2-0. Misses wide. I can't imagine they're going to give Cho a green light to swing away here. But that's why I'm up here and they are down there. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch. Fastball right down Main Street. That's a called strike one. 5-4 Hammerheads lead. We're in the bottom half of the eighth. Only playing seven tonight. 3-1 count. Two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss as Cho got fooled on that one. He drops down to a knee and flails at that slider. As he's going to call time. He wants that one back. As he He got caught right there by Evan Taylor on that filthy breaking ball. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Taylor gets the one he wants from Prater. He's set at the belt. The payoff pitch. Fastball. Called third strike. Prater knew it as he pumps his fist in the air and hands the ball to the umpire. That is a boss move right there by the catcher, Sam Prater. Hammerheads even the series by a score of 5-4, taking game two, stealing game two of this six-game series. Five runs, eight hits, and an error for the Hammerheads. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for the Palm Beach Cardinals as they even up the series in this stadium rivalry. We're going to send you to a glorious PSA announcement, and we'll be back with the post game right here at the D after this.
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest, where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at the Dean, closing things up on this thirsty Thursday evening and a beautiful golf night. Thank you to Andrew Seymour up in the booth for joining us, the general manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hammerheads take game two of the six-game set by a score of 5-4, five runs, eight hits, and one error for Jupiter, four runs on seven hits, and one error for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Evan Taylor picks up the win. He improves to 2-6 so far on the season. Joseph King takes the loss, falls to 2-3 on the season, as it was an epic night of baseball for both teams. Both teams got a win, and that's only fitting here in this stadium rivalry series between the Fins and the Feathers. Palm Beach going 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 men on base here in game two. Jupiter capitalizing, especially in that sixth inning, 4-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They only left four on base. Evan Taylor, two shutout innings of work, striking out five, walking one, only giving up one hit as he picks up the win and improves to 2-6 on the season. We got fireworks coming up this weekend. It's going to be a glorious weekend at the Dean. Unfortunately, I won't be with you, but thank you for joining us here at the Dean. Game three of this six-game series coming at you live tomorrow evening, 6:30, between the Fins and the Feathers. For Brian Loftus, and I'll sign off for Andrew Seymour. Great job by him. Great job by everybody here at the Dean as we kick off 4th of July weekend here at the Dean. Have a good night, everybody. Signing off.
Thank you.